You are still on Weekend Breakfast with me, Gogs Mhlongo. In a moment, we'll get into a well-being conversation. We're looking at a recent Ipsos World Mental Health Survey. It's shown that over 70% of South Africans have faced stress levels that make it difficult to cope with life's demands. And more than half have reported feeling so stressed that they were unable to attend work over the last year. And I wonder if you found yourself in that position where you had so much stress, you were so stressed that you were unable to do other things. You couldn't cope with other parts of your life. 50% say they felt so stressed to the point that they could not go to work. Some have opted to make use of gummies to cope. When we talk about gummies here, we're talking about CBD gummies, where there's some compound of the cannabis plant, which different people use for different things. Some people use it to help them sleep. Some people use it to help them be less anxious or calm them down a bit. Are you one of the people that started using gummies? They're also pretty easy to find. You can get them in a mall. You can get them at the shops. You don't have to go looking for them. Have you tried them? How did that work out for you? And would you agree with the survey that sometimes you can be so stressed, you yourself are feeling so stressed that you're just unable to cope with life's demands, and so much so that you can't even go to work at some point? Give us a call and share your experience on how stress has impacted you on 011-883-0702. Your SMSs on 31702 and your WhatsApp messages on 072-702-1702. We are joined on the line by nutritional consultant and wellness expert, Vanessa Asesiao. Vanessa, a very good morning to you. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast.
Thank you. Morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for your time. So an international survey on mental health has shown that over 70% of South Africans have faced stress that's made it difficult for them to cope with life's demands. More than half of them saying they were even unable to attend work. What more can you tell us about the survey?
So, you know, they basically took data over 3 years, and it was over, you know, they interviewed 23,000 participants across 31 countries. And they basically concentrated on the impacts of stress and depression on daily functioning. So it revealed that stress in South Africa is significantly affecting people in the workforce. And we know this. We know that our environment, our political environment, our social environment, people have a lot of trauma. They're exposed to violence. There's unemployment, political unrest. There's so many things that are contributing to this. And I also feel that, especially in the young people, you know, the family nucleus dynamic has changed. So, you know, either both parents are working, young people are alone a lot, they're on social media. This is definitely a big contributing factor to poor mental health and an increased level of stress.
Another report has shown that at least 60% of young South Africans, and you were just saying that particularly for young people, there are quite a number of challenges there with regards to their health, but it's shown that they've required mental health assistance in the past year. Can you tell us about that?
So this was a report from UNICEF, and it is quite alarming because 60% is a large number of people in South Africa who are seeking help. And one of the challenges we have is that there is not a lot of access to mental health professionals, and the resources generally are limited. So I always suggest, you know, as we all have, stress will never go away and our challenges in life will never go away. But one thing we can do is just increase the tools in our toolbox, so to speak. So listen to podcasts, read books that are inspirational about people that have overcome challenges. We have access now to such incredible people that are sharing their experience, providing tools. You know, even just simple things that we no longer do, like we are indoors a lot, so we don't get enough direct sunlight in the morning, which really, really is very important for mental health. We also are on our devices before bed, so the blue light impacts our ability to sleep. And sleep is actually where we rejuvenate and it's very restorative. So if we don't get adequate sleep, it's going to affect our mental health. We all know how we feel when we don't, you know, have a good night's sleep. The way we eat, we're eating a highly refined, processed, sugar-filled, chemical-filled diet, which is impacting our body and our brain on a cellular level and our gut health specifically. So we need to go back to basics. We need to look at morning sunlight. We need to spend more time in nature. We need to have a sense of community. We need to be able to have human connection, which is very, very important. You know, cooking from scratch, getting a good night's sleep, getting movement every single day. You know, just going back to basics is how we build the foundation for good mental health. We don't start with medication because that's not the root cause, you know?
It also seems then in an attempt to deal with this issue of stress, disruptions to our mental health, such as, you know, inability to sleep, inability to manage anxiety, some people are turning to, I guess, what you could call alternative forms of medicating or self-medicating in the form of these gummies, the CBD gummies. And tell us what is in the CBD gummies.
So there's different brands. I don't particularly recommend. I start in a different way. So I'm not. I like the rescue gummies. The rescue gummies were developed because, you know, the act of chewing. I don't know if anyone knows this, but chewing can result in a significant reduction in anxiety. One of the things that I really like to do, as I said, I start with the foundational basics, which is your sunlight first thing in the morning, movement, good nutrition, you know, having just a daily routine is very important. Getting up, making your bed, things like that, because it helps you get into a form of action. Then I would recommend first thing in the morning for people. Now, I'm a big believer in plant medicine, so that means like your nutraceuticals, your supplements that are clinically proven, like your ashwagandha. I don't know if you've ever taken ashwagandha, but I find that people who are very overwhelmed and very stressed and suffering from a lot of anxiety and inability to sleep, the combination of ashwagandha, which is an Ayurvedic herb, and magnesium before bed is absolutely phenomenal. And especially, you know, for women who have high cortisol levels, ashwagandha is amazing. So I'm a big believer in ashwagandha. There's a lot of research behind ashwagandha. If you are someone who's very anxious in the morning and you feel very overwhelmed in the morning, you can take ashwagandha in the morning. Saffron, which is also a traditional herb, is a very, very powerful way to help modulate your mood and anxiety. So saffron is an incredible extract that has a lot of clinical research. I personally have had incredible experience with these nutraceuticals. The rescue gummies I really like. I don't know if you know Dr. Edward Bach, but he was a renowned physician and homeopath in the 1950s. And he really believed in, you know, developing natural alternative medicine that basically would help people both, you know, physically and mentally in terms of, you know, dealing with life's challenges. And, you know, he focused a lot on stress. So he developed these rescue range, which is by Dr. Edward Bach. It's a beautiful range. It's amazing to give to children and young people as well. And it's to assist in coping with emotional overwhelm. So I have them in my handbag. They're really delicious. They haven't got sugar in them. They're vegan. They're gluten-free, no artificial colors. My little girl's got it in her bag. And you just take that, you just chew one, and it's got, it's just a natural, you know, non-habit-forming plant. It's, you know, if you look at Edward Bach's research, it's based on flower essences, so it's totally natural. And it's a natural solution, you know, to just take the edge off, so to speak. So if anyone is interested, research Dr. Edward Bach and his range. It's absolutely amazing. A lot of it's been around for so long internationally, and the range is available in South Africa. And these rescue gummies are really nice because you don't have to swallow a pill or anything and you just chew them. With regards to CBD, some people I see respond really positively with CBD and other people not. So it's, you know, we've got such unique biochemistry, and the root causes of our ailments and our stress and our anxiety is so individual from person to person. Some people just, for example, are very anxious because they're not sleeping. Other people, they've got poor gut health. Other people have, you know, so much going on in their external environment. So we need to look at what is the individual cause and work with that. But everyone will benefit from just getting the foundations right, which I mentioned, which is just how humans should be living. You know, natural sunlight, movement, connection, having a sense of purpose. And as I said, if you can't, you know, reach out or can't afford help, there are such incredible tools online, through podcasts and through books, that we can empower ourselves and really develop our toolkits, because we are always going to have some kind of stress in our lives. Mm-hmm. And we need to anticipate that, because then we become more resilient, you know.
We've received a WhatsApp voice note on 0727021702 on this topic, on how to manage your stress.
Hi, Googs. I'm looking forward to hearing if gummies are working for other people. I haven't tried them. I was given some for my partner, but they've gone all mushy and lying in the bottom of a jar. Not my scene, really. I dance to de-stress, and I find listening to our national radio station early in the morning gets me laughing and dancing. And then on my earphones here in the bedroom, which is my office, I have Cape Talk or 702. Lots of love.
Thank you very much. That's Karen in Cape Town. And Vanessa, you were saying quite important for you, a big part of managing stress is A, getting some sunlight first thing in the morning, but also movement being quite a big thing.
Yes, yes. I'll tell you why. When you exercise, even when you don't feel like doing it afterwards, you release a whole lot of neurochemicals into the brain, serotonin, dopamine, and it actually makes you feel good. Exercise is the cheapest, most effective form of an antidepressant, anti-anxiety, and we're supposed to be moving. And she has a very good attitude with what she does, is that, you know, sometimes you just need to not take life so seriously and to just dance and go crazy, because I feel that we live in a world of comparison because of social media, and everyone's life seems so amazing and so together except ours. And sometimes we just need to get out of our own way, so to speak, and really just, you know, dance, you know, listen to the news and how, you know, crazy the world is, and just laugh it off. So that you also, you know, your ability, it's not so much what's happening to you, it's how you react to it. So if you are always reactive to your environment, it's going to affect you negatively. We need to almost make ourselves more resilient so things don't bother us as much. How we do that is we build a good foundation. We build a strong immune system. We give our body the nutrients it needs in order to function optimally. We nourish our bodies properly. We get good quality sleep. We develop things that we can do every single day that optimize our health. And that's the foundation of how we can operate in this world. If you are sick, if you are feeling down, if you're not sleeping, if you're eating a lot of sugar and processed stuff, if you're using a lot of alcohol and medication and drugs to cope with your life, you are creating the wrong foundation, and life will affect you negatively much more so. So you need to go back to basics, get the foundations right. And then if you need extra assistance, you know, if, for example, you've got a chemical imbalance that needs further assistance, then by all means, I'm a big believer in those things at the right time. But what we're doing at the moment is that we aren't sleeping. We are feeling overwhelmed and stressed, and we go and get medicated, and we're not solving the root cause, which could be our lifestyle, it could be our gut, it could be our relationships, it could be our work environment, it could be our sleep, it could be the most simple thing that we need to correct in order to optimize our health. So we always need to anticipate there will be stress. We cannot think that, oh, one day there will be no stress. What we do need to do is make ourselves more resilient, stronger within ourselves, in order to deal with the stress.
You also mentioned that there were the rescue gummies that you use are non-habit forming. And I think for a lot of people, because CBD or hemp-derived products use some part of the cannabis plant, there is a concern that that might be habit forming or maybe even creating a dependency for the people that use them. How much do we know about CBD products like the gummies and whether they do in fact can produce can be habit forming?
So usually, you know, we like I said, each one of us responds differently to CBD. So I've worked with people with cancer who have used CBD and have had great relief from pain, because they change the perception of pain in the brain. That's what the cannabinoids do. So when and some people with anxiety or for sleep, they use CBD. Now, each, if you think of, you know, CBD is not yet 100% standardized. So there's different brands, there's different extracts. Where are they sourcing the CBD? You know, has it got THC in it or not? Because usually it's the THC is when you are using the whole plant that can alter your sort of your state of mental health, right? So a lot of the ones that I have used and have used on clients is without THC. So they have been effective for different people, but not everybody. So I can't say 100% this is, you know, how it is. If you haven't got the THC, it's not necessarily addictive. So it's something, you know, when you are feeling very overwhelmed and anxious and depressed and something works, your mind immediately says, this is the thing that helped me and will stick to it. It's mm-hmm. the same as I'm feeling so sad and I've had a stressful day, let me have a glass of wine. And it seems that the glass of wine helps you, right? Or the sugar or whatever it is. So for some people, it does. It's very effective. And for others, I have seen that it hasn't worked. So it's so unique. And that's something we need to consider as well, is with certain extracts of plants, they work differently. So I like ashwagandha, because ashwagandha is an adaptogenic herb, meaning that it helps bring the body back into balance, depending on what the person has. So these adaptogenic herbs are very powerful. Ashwagandha, absolutely amazing. The research on ashwagandha, and I see it work so, so well with people. Saffron as well. And, you know, if people do the rescue gummies I'm talking about by Dr. Edward Bach, they have not got CBD in them. So they use flower essences. It's a totally different thing. And some of the gummies, you need to consider how much actual CBD is in them, you know. So always look for, or maybe consult with someone who's very aware and very informed on these things, so that you don't spend money on stuff that doesn't work, you know.
Mm. So what, you know, so I mean, even though they're quite readily accessible, you should ideally be speaking to someone who can advise you on whether it is the right thing for you.
Yes, because as I said, I think the root cause is very different for different people, you know. If you know someone that's depressed or anxious or overwhelmed, and you perhaps sometimes feel those things, both of you are having it for different reasons, right? And how some people are just more resilient, they can deal with a lot more than other people. So it all is based on the individual biochemistry. And I think for each, you know, for people listening, it sounds like a lot and very overwhelming in itself, but it's, if you could just incorporate first thing in the morning, looking at the morning sunlight, trying to not look at your phone before bed, regulating your central nervous system by taking magnesium, having a good night's sleep is very, very important in your ability to deal with stress, having nourishing meals, cooking from scratch, ensuring that you have someone that you can reach out to and that you have a sense of community and that each day you actually have a sense of purpose. So, you know, do you wake up and feel, you know, driven and motivated to do something or to give of yourself in some way in this life and make a positive impact? It doesn't have to be, you know, having a corporation or, you know, the biggest thing, it can be just giving of yourself in some way. Are you listening to things that are inspirational and empowering you to become the best version of yourself? If you're sitting in traffic, you've got the perfect opportunity to put on a podcast and listen to somebody who can give you tools to optimize your health, even if you take one thing out of it, you know? There's so many things that we can do and become more, have more agency over our life versus things just happening to us ad hoc, you know. You need to be able to do that. You need to have agency over your life.
Vanessa, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. Have a lovely Sunday.
Thank you, you too. That's nutritional consultant and wellness expert Vanessa Asensiao speaking to us about the latest survey on stress levels in South Africa and the use of gummies to cope with stress. How are you coping with your stress? Are you coping at all?